Hallelujah. When I was at Jim's, I was there with Gary. And there's a woman we finally nicknamed her Gravel Neck. Because that's what he said to me. There's somebody here that has a gravel neck. I heard the word gravel neck. And sure enough, when she turned her head, it goes. I mean, she couldn't, right? And gravel neck got healed right there where she was sitting. But then I got them mixed up. I thought, your sister got healed. It was Bronx. I said, Jim, remember when your sister couldn't bend over and touch her toes? He said, no. It was a real miracle. I can't remember that. No, it was me that couldn't remember it. It was Bronx. But I do remember how happy she was. And when Bronx picked me up at the airport, you know, I don't know I do this. Some of you know I do it. All of a sudden I start teaching and you just can't shut up. He picked me up from the airport and it was a little bit of a ride. I just couldn't, had to just keep going. I have to apologize a lot to different people. You know, Mark in the back. Poor innocent guy calls for a 30-second question. You know, 15 minutes later, I'm letting him go, you know. But we were coming back. Bronk picked me up at the airport, and it was quite a little ride to where we were going. And I just had my first dousing in something more powerful than I'd ever walked in before. I just got doused in it. And it was that attribute that he said that God called himself, which was love. And I got dipped in it. And my history says no, you know. How could you be called to this? This is my history. You know, Grandpa raised me. Mom was a periodic alcoholic. We had a lot of dads, me and Donna, because she'd trade off and run off again. Sometime we'd go with her. She'd be gone 2 or 3 months. She died in her 40s from kidney or liver failure from drinking too much. And so I was left with Grandpa, and of course Dad abandoned us right after the war. I never seen him once in high school. I was a freshman and he came. I don't know why he came. Donner might know. Was it to get out of something? Bounty money? Drop charges against money he's supposed to have been supporting us with or something. And anyway, he comes up and he's sitting in, and Donner or Margaret called me into the other room and said, you know, come in. That's your dad. I said, really? He said, yeah, that's your dad. I just stood in the doorway and smiled at him, but I didn't smile, I stared. He got up, walked out, got in a car, never said a word. Drove off. Wasn't a candidate to know a whole lot about love, you know. It was Bronk coming back. You know, he says, boy, did I know I was in trouble when I started talking. I was just mentioning those verses, you know, if you can say to the mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and if you doubt not in your heart, you have what you say. He says, oh, by the way, while you're praying, If you believe you've had, you know you're holding odd against somebody, just stop the prayer. Go fix the odd and then come back and finish the prayer. Boy, that ought to say something. You know, that should say something about the power that the love of God holds. Or you're, you know, please, when we take the offering, please don't be mad at anybody. He says, then if you've got an offering you're bringing, you know, well, unless I'm telling you, you know, for $1,000 you'll get a $100,000 return or fold it. Be mad at anybody you want. Just bring it up. Okay, come on. He says, you're ready to bring this up, and then you remember. Just put it back in your pocket. Go make it right. Well, you know, all that stuff sounded good, but it was hard to do. It just was really hard to do. But you know what makes it not so hard to do? It's when it starts becoming more of who you are than when you was the other guy. Because the more that's who you are, the easier it is to do, until pretty soon that's just who you are. See? But I'm saying these things to say that we've been talking about some pretty drastic miracles. The reason history doesn't have too many of them, because they're linked with a certain mount or walk of power with God concerning that love. We've seen some get awful close to that kind of miracle, but cave in somewhere in the end and be destroyed. But I got somewhere. I don't want to tell you about the fasting and the extended times Gary got wore out. I'd preach fasting on Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff. I'm just saying this to say that every first, I like to, you know, around the first, to meet that year, you know, with that challenge, until fasting added to my life what I was supposed to have. And then praying in tongues and edifying myself opened a meditation key. Meditation key. And taught me how to meditate. Taught me how to meditate His Word. You know, I mean, not just a normal run or something. You should read it a lot or something like that. But to really meditate like this. If I tell you to read a paragraph and then quote it back to me, you probably can't do it unless you've got a photographic memory. But you read it 20, 25 times, you can. What happened in your mind? I mean, what happened that caused you to be able to do that? And if so, how could you harness it? Is there a way to harness that power for meditation? Yes, there is. And He unlocked that door. And every time praying in tongues would bring a revelation to the next door and it would unlock. And it would add to my walk. And then He unlocked love. And for a while I did what He said to do. And for a while a love came. I'd get up and try to talk, and people would just start weeping and crying, and we couldn't hardly get through the service. And you remember that time. But then again, all of a sudden, that ceilinged and it kind of stopped. And I'm going, what in the world? But then I found out, when there was no more keys, no more doors, and He brought me up to something like this, And I got to stand on this side of it for just one moment, and what I saw ahead of me was nothing but the love of God. I mean, and a place and a strength that was absolutely infallible. I mean, it was infallible. I couldn't even imagine what was there. But yet it was there. I was there 1 minute. 1 minute. And this is what I felt. And I haven't been there since. I touched it a little one more time. But when I turn loose of this, does anybody know what it's going to do besides somebody make a run for it and put it in their pocket? What's it going to do? How'd you know? You must be wrong. I'll do it again. What's it going to do? Are you sure? You had no unbelief. I'm going to do it again. I don't believe this. A room full of people through a faith that they know what's going to happen. I'm going to do it again. Are you shocked? Do you know what I was doing in that 1 minute? I was going to a hospital. Children's. They were blind, twisted up, mangled, messed up. A hospital that cities all around brought their hopeless children to. But I wasn't going to pray for them. As sure as gravity has taken this over, I was going to empty it. Well, did he open up that? No, why didn't he just continue that love? Because I would have went Carlton. I would have went Carlton Pearson on you. I didn't have enough foundation not to know that, hey, God can't be that much love. How can he be that much love? Why, one Adam came and you fell because of him. Another Adam come and you're all saved because of him. You don't have to get saved. You don't have to do nothing. He just came back for the human race because he caused the human race to fall. And it doesn't matter what you do. All inclusive. All inclusive, you know. And eternal security. There's two doctrines of eternal security. Hitler. You know, Hitler stopped and got saved. Then he killed all those people. It's okay. It's all right. All inclusive. All inclusive. You don't need to be saved. But you know, with my foundation, I could have worked my way in, but it stopped. It stopped right there. And you know why? Because you can't keep praying in tongues and speaking the mysteries that's coming from the mind of God concerning your call and what he has for you here and not stay on the wrong path. You can't do it. You can't do it. Somebody said, well, I did, and I never found out. Yeah, the ones I investigated had stopped praying. Well, now that the last door, you know, Gary hated the fasting door, but it wasn't the last one. Anyway, then this one door opened, and that's when I got 1 minute over here. And then I saw this love. And there doesn't seem to be anything that's impossible for it. When that kind of love goes tangible, it's called compassion. And when Jesus was moved by compassion, nobody was left behind, especially children. What is he telling you? It's attainable. Probably not very many times in history, but who cares? Why don't you make history? See, I couldn't hardly believe what I was finding out when I researched the areas that I really didn't want to before. Again, if a guy has a halo and you got a picture of him, and they do, Branham's got a picture with a halo, and it's a real one, floating above his head. I mean, gee, if a guy that wears a halo wants to talk to me, I'm going to listen. You know what he ended up preaching? I mean, he shook cities. You know what he ended up preaching? You women will love this. You'll really love it. So I'll start with the easy stuff first. He believed he had the only palate that could say the name of Yeshua correctly. And when he did, the church would be glorified. He was the only one, but the church would be glorified. That was around 1977. He also said that he believed that women were born without a spirit. He also said he believed they were born even at a lower caste than an animal. How in the world could he ever got so far over to hear the wrong voice? That strong. See how? And I could go on to all of the ones that made something out of themselves, and I know why. And ascended to a place where people, oh, look, they brought a revival to the city. Then suddenly they put a robe on and a tall hat and ascend onto a little throne and say, I'm Elijah to come. Oh, come on, get off of it. See, but I've discovered something. I've discovered something, and he's putting the foundation in. And that path I saw to the more and more of that kind of the love of God made everything that was impossible possible. I got poor Mark on, got him cornered. And I said, you know, I'd like to bring a doctor. Just go pick one, a sinner doctor, and have him pick out the worst child that he's got. And then get a sinner scientist. Get an evolution guy. You know, bring him on to the TV program we're going to do. Bring both of an honest guest. And then bring the child that is blind and mute and you can't talk, you know. Bring that child. Can't walk. Bring him. Let's bring him. Let's see what Jesus will do. I mean, how are they going to... how are they going to handle this? Well, it was my patient, but... Well, this the science... Well, this is impossible. What you're saying is there really is a God... And Jesus really has paid the price. And he really has. Now, I know that sounds drastic, you know. But Jesus did things that way from time to time. What did he say? The works I do, you'll do also. And greater works than these will you do. You know what the greater works were? You're thinking, I'm going to do greater works than Jesus. No, you know what the greater work was? He hadn't died yet. He hadn't went home yet. There was only one greater work that he was talking about. Pretty soon you're going to have the power to walk up to somebody and say, this is how that you can receive a born-again spirit. That's the greatest of them all. Hallelujah, Jesus. Do you think he wants to do this? Does he want to do this? Do you have any idea how much he loves people? That he'd fill a planet up with. I mean, he would let us fill up a planet up. Because he knew that he has given us enough to do the job if we'll just do it. So I don't care how many generations, how many centuries passed, how many people's killed each other. I know about a path of love that is about five times as wide as the one I come from. And it goes into Jesus. And it seems like that when his love comes to fullness and turns loose in you, that you're not going to be able to stand to see that person in the shape they're in, and you and him's going to do something about it. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're just cutting you in for what you're in for this week. In there was, he just asked, interpretation, to pray for Japan, because we've established a beachhead in Japan now. We went our first time, and we're getting ready to go back again. Hallelujah. Second, everybody with pain in your body, stand up where you're at right now. Any kind of pain, anywhere. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God that the praying in tongues kept unlocking the next part of the foundation and the next part. Until at least I got a look. Everything we've ever preached can happen, and preachers just get excited over it. It seems like the love's the answer. It's what he is. And when it moved in Jesus, boy, he left some happy people behind. Just lift your hands up high as you can. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, gratitude and graciousness, I thank you. I thank you for taking every pains, whatever's causing you. You have to leave now. Now, you be healed. You be healed. In Jesus' name. Now, and for this, I give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. All right. See, I didn't know what was possible, if this was really possible, what the Word says. All things are possible to him that believe. The works I do, you can do also, and greater works than these. And go on. Heal the sick. You know, raise the dead. Boy, do I know now. Because I've had a look down the path in his love. I've never seen anything like it. Anyway, move your body. Do what you couldn't. Bend, twist, swing your golf club. I don't know. Test yourself out. Yes. Yes. Test yourself out. I'm going to let you go for a minute. I see a threatening look when you look at your neighbor sometime. I think you're hungry or something. Like, thank you, Jesus. How many believes? Any other pain left? Glory belongs to Him. Yes. Your pain left your body during that wave of healing, that glory. Then stand back up for a moment. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Okay, Sando Kalatasha. Gonna be a lot more. Other kinds of healings too. Some things that just bother you real bad, you know, just wear on you and wear on you, and you can't seem to get rid of them. You know, healings was plural. Because not only your physical man, he can go in there and destroy root systems that don't belong there.
Brother Roberson,
what?
You talked about praying in tongues and getting revelation out and finding the will of God, didn't you?
Sure. Jesus said he'll receive a mind showed unto you. Yeah.
Well, I can't speak with tongues.
Well, you come up here and that'll be over. Actually, it's the next step after being born again. The first thing he wants to do is fill you. It's the second step. If you haven't done that, you haven't taken the first step yet. First one's being born again. Second step is being filled. Well, I'd like to go do this and this and that. It doesn't matter. It's still the second thing he wants to do for you the moment you're born again is fill you with the Holy Ghost. So
I can't speak with tongues.
We have a green line. Come up and get on it.